Dr. Michael Roizen.
Dr. Michael Roizen.
You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
You're listening to You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show. This is the B segment, the guest segment, and we have a special guest for you today. Teenager Timothy Rohrer is a teen with autism, and he tells how to treat people with disability. He's written what I think is a brilliant pamphlet on this, entitled How to Be a Good Influence on People with Disabilities. Timothy, thank you for coming on. And Timothy, you wrote a pamphlet about how to deal with people with disabilities because you've gone through this a great deal. Tell me a little bit about how you went through it.
I went through it because, when I was in school, it was hard for me to make friends. People would not invite me to hang out with them, and this made me feel depressed. But now, I'm making publications, like a pamphlet, to help younger children know what to do when they approach someone with a disability and how to be friends with them.
And so part of this, if I can take, is in response to that, the difficulty in making friends, you came up with some guidelines of what you would have liked to seen happen and what you want to see happen. So tell us, for example, what the, and let me tell our listeners, if you will, is this pamphlet available?
Yes. I have it on a website called Tips for Inclusion, as in the number 4, .wixsite.com/disability-inclusion.
So it's... Go ahead.
Let me step in. It has a Facebook page that has a link to the website. It's called Tim Rohrer. It's R-O-H-R-E-R, Tips4Inclusion. And his website is on there. His website is tipsforinclusion.wixsite.com/disability-inclusion. But it's also on the Facebook page as well.
So on this, it's free to any of us so we can learn. And tell us one of those tips.
One of the tips, from the pamphlet, I'll read you number 9. Be sure to spend time with them outside of school. Invite them to come over for a playdate or for a party. Try inviting them to spend time with you and friends.
So there are, as I understand, there are, 15 tips. And so some of the, and this came from your feeling of depression as you went through it. You were, as I understand it, back in the regular school at this time. And so you felt like you weren't being included in many things.
Yes.
And that got you a little down, if you will, or depressed.
Yeah.
Another one was take pictures and selfies together. People with disabilities would enjoy taking pictures and selfies with other people. Do you now do that?
Yeah. I have friends now that I got to hang out with them in my church group.
Go ahead.
No, he's just saying ever since he wrote this and he spoke publicly to his church group, he's had a few people that has reached out to him and asked him to hang out outside of, the activities, and he's taken some pictures with them. But during high school, nobody wanted to do that. Nobody wanted to be seen with him.
And one of the things is let me read another one of these because I think they're really good tips. If you witness signs of a disability, such as stimming or sensory sensitivity, speech impairments, motor vocal tics, repetitive behavior, meltdowns, difficulty learning, trouble hearing or seeing, trouble, differences in walking, differences in appearance, it's okay to be scared at first. But try to get used to helping them out and find out what they want. The signs of disability is listed above are involuntary, and it does not make up who they really are. It's best not to ignore or turn away from them, as it can make them feel upset. Always remember to talk to them as you would your other friends, but do not ask them if they actually have a disability just because you witnessed the signs of it. So that is a pretty long statement for us, and Timothy, it's pretty profound as well.
Yeah.
Now, what do you do when you're dealing with someone who you don't know how they're reacting or they look scared? What do you try? Do you try and do something to break down the barriers?
Is someone like is afraid of me?
Yes.
Well, like a lot of times, I felt like I would have like been scared away. Like I would have like step away from them because like the way they treat me, but with other people, like I'll try to explain to them if I feel like they're mature enough. Like,
and what's happened since you published this? You published this in November, as I understand it. It's How to Be a Good Influence to People with Disabilities. What's happened? Have many people contacted you?
Yes.
He's been contacted. Let me step in here. Since he took off in November, it was publicized on social media, first by the New Jersey Coalition for Inclusive Education, who published it for him, and then it took off by Autism New Jersey and Autism Speaks. And then there was just a newspaper article a week ago today in the Asbury Park Press with all that has happened with this and him speaking forward. Since that has happened, we are getting messages from around the country, from New York City, Arizona, Minnesota, everywhere, Colorado, asking if they can use his guide and information in schools, churches, everywhere. Everybody wants to use it. A lot of people who have faced this, you know, are very proud of him for speaking up and getting this out there and trying to make a difference. He was been on some radio stations in New Jersey were talking about him the day it went out. And he's continuing to get some offers from schools to come and speak. It's been pretty exciting.
That's great. Now, Tim, this guide is not only for autism, but also for other disabilities. Is that correct?
Yes. Like, I want people with Down syndrome, cerebral palsy, muscular dystrophy, et cetera, to, like, be treated with respect as well. Like, because, like, with their disability, like, it can be a tragedy, and if people choose to betray them, then it's rude of them, and people should know better.
Now, where'd you get the courage to do this and the fortitude to do this?
Because, for one, like, with a few girls that I wanted to talk to, like, there was this one who wanted to be a special needs teacher. Like, I met her, like, at the lunch table, and she was in this group called Future Educators of America.
Where did you get the courage to actually write this? Who helped you?
My psychologist.
So your psychologist. So you worked with a psychologist who helped you do this. Is that right?
Yes.
He encouraged him to write back in high school for the school newspaper, and he did write an article back then, but it wasn't to this extreme, and it wasn't really seen or really noticed. But back in November, I didn't even know he was writing this pamphlet, and he brought it down to me, and I was like, wow. And I showed a few friends, one who was a teacher, and said, we have to start sharing this around. So, you know, I started sharing it around just on my own social media and then got the courage to send it out to the New Jersey Coalition for Inclusive Education, which is one of the places that was recommended to me. And, you know, from there on, it just took off.
And
yes.
If you go to Timothy Rohrer, on Google, and then go to the Facebook page, you can find Timothy Rohrer and go to his page and learn, and this adds up. This is an easy way of finding that this is tips or how to be a good influence to people with disabilities, tips for tweens, teens, and beyond. So let's go. Number one is obviously do not bully them or tease them, especially since they go through difficult challenges. Two, do research about physical, mental disabilities and its symptoms. This will help you gain more knowledge of how to handle someone with a disability. Three, we've already read to you. Four, if they're distressed, upset, or having a meltdown, try to help them feel better. Help them through the situation by asking them questions to find out what they want. Speak to them in a soft tone. Offer them a hug when appropriate. Which of the tips is your favorite? Do you have a favorite, Tim?
I don't have a specific favorite. Like, I like all of them, and I want people like to look back on all of them and refer to them.
What message do you have for other kids who are going through this issue of the difficulty in being different from others?
If they're going through like challenges, the kids with disabilities, there will be hope for them. Like, if they get to speak to their counselors or parents, they might find help for them to get the friendship they want.
What about joining other activities?
And if they join other activities, we can help them, like, get along with the people there, like, if they don't have disabilities.
And why do you think people treat people with disabilities unfairly?
Because they don't have the proper education to know about disabilities, and this gets them to think that people with disabilities are trying to be annoying on purpose, or even stereotype them as not wanting to be social.
We're talking with Timothy Rohrer, autism and different abilities. Corner is one of the sites, but he has a Facebook page on Timothy Rohrer. And this is a guide. It's available to view in print from his website. And tell us the website again. Amy, if you could do that for us.
The Facebook page is just Tim, T-I-M, Rohrer. It's not Timothy. The last name is R-O-H-R-E-R, and then it's -tips4, inclusion. And it's the capital T, capital I. But his website is tips4inclusion.wixsite, wixsite.com / disability inclusion. But it will take you from the Facebook page, has the website listed on it as well.
And if you look at tips for inclusion in the classroom, that's someone else. But there is tips for inclusion, if you will, and you can find Timothy Rohrer, tips for inclusion. If you do that, you can find that just by doing the Google. Tim Rohrer, and that works pretty darn well, at least on my Google. So it's Autism New Jersey, and it's Autism New Jersey has Meet Our 2019 Ambassador of the Week to Timothy Rohrer, and that's where you get to his page. If you go images for tips to inclusion, it actually has the tips for inclusion from Timothy Rohrer as well. So it's very possible. I know those are, if you will, a less easy website than I'm used to getting to. But tips for inclusion, if you go to Timothy Rohrer, tips for inclusion, and you can get the 2019 Ambassador of the Week and see a picture of Timothy. And from there, you can get to the actual tips and his Facebook page pretty easily. Timothy, you've been doing a lot of public speaking since then. Is that difficult for you?
In a way, yes. Like, I get a little nervous. Like, I'm doing the best I can so I can accomplish my dreams. Like,
he feels it's important, so he's trying hard to do this.
Well, it sounds like you're doing a great job. Thanks very much for talking with us and coming on. We've been talking with teenager Timothy Rohrer and his mother, Amy. A teen with autism tells you how to deal with people, how to treat people with disabilities. The pamphlet, How to Be a Good Influence to People with Disabilities. And there are 15 tips on that. As I said, they're, to me, incredibly useful. Thank you, Timothy, and thank you, Amy, for coming on. Timothy Rohrer, Tips for Inclusion. Thanks very much.